during this past week's school board meeting, one of the main topics of discussion was the auditorium. There was some discussion both on the rules in terms of rental, because this auditorium is hopefully going to be a community asset as well. Lots of opportunities for the community, and also some discussion about what's going to happen when the auditorium opens in terms of an event. Can you talk a little bit about the school board's discussion about that?
Aaron, first to talk about the opening, grand opening, if you will, or dedication, open house. We're looking at a early to mid-September time for that. I think we're leaning towards September 8th right now because more of the board members can be there for an open house at that time. We want, of course, to get our high school students involved with that, band and vocal music, have a little bit of a program, and then provide opportunities for people to take a tour of the facility. In addition to talking about the open house, the board talked about what some of our rules or requirements are going to be for use of the auditorium by outside groups. We talk about rental fees. The board asked me to do some research looking into what other school districts and communities charge for rental of facilities. You know, we want to make sure that we have our custodians on hand. The board expressed the opinion that our own people or people who are trained in using the sound and lighting systems need to be there whenever the auditorium is used. Talk about things about food and drink, which will not be allowed in the auditorium. And just a lot of different things that might not be too different from our current policy. But when we're talking about a modern, new facility, we want to make sure that we not only provide opportunities for community groups to use the auditorium, but that we promote cleanliness and promote care of that facility as well.
And it sounds like construction just continues to move along pretty smoothly there. We got some nice weather. I'm sure they're battling through the rain, but we got some nice weather here a little bit this week, it looks like. So,
yes, but most of the work right now is inside.
Sure.
There's still a little bit of outside work that needs to be done as far as finishing up some brickwork around some of the entries and that kind of thing. And when they get more of the outside done, they'll be wanting to put the new road in that comes from Madison through the auditorium. They'll be working on landscaping and that kind of thing. I would guess that we would see some of that work take place here toward the end of June. I've got a construction meeting this afternoon where we'll talk about timeline a little bit more. I think we're still looking at a mid-July completion date, substantial completion. Naturally, there'll be some checklists that we need to go through and make sure that everything's the way it needs to be. But yeah, I think the work has progressed very well. And with the installation of a lot of the millwork and cabinets inside, heating, ventilation units, and so forth, I think we're doing real well.
Something else that was discussed just briefly on Monday night was the school district's drive to try to push for an online registration system, a new thing that the school district's working on this summer. What can you tell us about that right now?
Well, our hope is that by the 1st of August or around the 1st of August that parents can register their students for school online and that they can pay school fees, textbook fees online. Now, if we're ready to do that, that's going to be completely separate from the ability to pay for breakfast and lunches online. That's going to be completely separate, and we've done that in the past already. Craig Mobley's working closely with a firm to help us provide this service for our community. We're still going to have a one-day on-site registration the first Monday of August. I think that's, what, August 5th, perhaps. If we were able to do online, we'll try to make some computer terminals available for people too. So that's still in progress, but our hope is that we're ready to go in early August with that.
And really, that's just to help make things convenient for parents, I imagine, and that sort of thing.
Sure. The more you can do online, the easier it is, the less time you have to spend in the car and waiting in line and so forth.
It's an election year this year for the school board as well. Can you tell us a little bit of information about the filing dates and when interested parties can get involved with that?
Well, we have nomination papers available at the district office, 309 West Main. Papers may not be filed before July 8th, and they have to be filed by August 1st. We have two seats on the board that are up for election this year. Those seats are currently held by Mark Mahoney and Stephanie Vicroy. So if people are interested in filing for the school board election. The election is September 10th. And again, papers cannot be filed before July 8th, and they have to be filed no later than August 1st. And those papers are available here at the office.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Dr. Flack, as we wrap up?
The kids are out of school, although we do have driver's ed and some other summer courses going on throughout the school district. But our teachers are working hard, too. Right now, we've got a class of teachers from North Star, I think all the classroom teachers from North Star, learning more about math instruction. 4 days here at the central office doing that. We have about 20 people who are going to attend a conference in Des Moines later this summer on professional learning communities, or PLCs. And the emphasis there is collaboration among teachers to improve learning for our students. So even though the students are not in school, even though the teachers aren't coming to school every day, there's still an awful lot of learning going on and a lot of preparation already for the coming year.